Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Playoff Edition. You know, there's a lot of negativity going around about Game 6, and I just want to say that I know Rick Bowness did his best to kind of split things up, and it didn't work. I maybe go back to the way it was, but you know, tonight our defensemen have to play better. We got to get some scoring from Klingberg. We got to get some scoring from Suter. There's got to be secondary scoring tonight. And once again, Jake Ottinger played really good the other night. That first goal was, you know, a great screen by Calgary. He couldn't see it. But that kid is battling like hell. And I think at the end of the day, that's all we want. I mean, it's an elimination game tonight. But you know what's happened in all the elimination games? Except for the Blues, unfortunately. Is, look what happened. Tampa forced a Game 7. Even Boston even forced Game 7 as well. I don't think that's a coincidence. We got to the playoffs for a reason. It's just now we need to find out how to provide more scoring, which is kind of frustrating because I don't think that we're not built to score. But it's time to find the grit and the balance of both, because say some way we get through this round, we have to be able to produce more. But at the end of the day, like I said in my last podcast, I'm still proud of my Dallas Stars regardless. You know, right now we're questioning and we're putting a lot of pressure on the veteran players, which we should. But remember, hockey's a young man's game. How many times do young stars turn around and produce and make things better? There's a lot to look forward to. This Dallas Stars team has a bright future. I mean, the best draft since probably the 95-96 draft for the Stars has been the 2017 draft. Let's go back and break that draft down again. Jason Robertson, Jake Ottinger, Miro Heiskanen. Those three players alone have been phenomenal and soon will be the backbone of this team. Who knows how much longer, you know, Tyler Seguin plays or a Joe Pavelski plays or a Ryan Suter plays. You know, we have so much to look forward to. So regardless of what happens in the next game or two, as a Dallas Stars fan, I'm going to look towards the process. There's two sports in this world that the process, more than the end result, is just as much fun and intriguing to watch, and that's hockey and baseball. If you think about it, a lot of talent comes within your organization. Yes, you pick up a free agent along the way, but you get to watch this incredible amount of talent come through your organization. I mean, I'm looking at some of the AHL players that we drafted. And although the names elude me at the moment, I've watched some incredible scoring that's coming from the back, from, you know, the organizational end of it all. Just remember, no matter what, it's not always the last result. It's the process and how we're getting to that result. And I think that's very important when you look at the sport. Look, I believe this team will win Stanley Cups. You know, we're building a really great thing here. If you want to look at the lineage of what we got going on, we got a guy by the name of Jim Neal that did an incredible job at Detroit all those years. But if you look at that time in Detroit when they were so good, it didn't happen overnight. It did not happen right away. So remember, as you're watching tonight's game, win or lose, which I do think we will force a game seven. I almost fervently believe that will happen. But the point is, we're watching a process of something that's going to be special. Remember, 3 out of 4 years, we made the playoffs. 2 years ago, we're 2 years removed from being at the Stanley Cup final. And now we have a goaltender that's solid. You know, the question was who was going to be the goaltender for the Dallas Stars, because we had all these, you know, kind of queries around that. I mean, Bishop's gone. I don't know what's going to happen to Hudobin. He's hurt. He got surgery. But Jake Ottinger is our number one. He's proving that now. He's the future of this organization. Remember, as much as it is the end result, the process of getting here is just as important. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Go Stars.